Hey, did you take care of hiding the evidence? What do you mean it's still in the works? I told you to get in and get out. I don't need anyone looking around and sticking their nose where it doesn't belong. I told you, I have a plan. Don't worry about it. Yeah, I don't care what you saw. I don't want nor require your help. Yes, in my room. Well, tied to the bed. No, I won't be considering it anytime soon. I have a feeling we'll be in here for a while. Are you seriously questioning me? That's what I thought. Don't forget who you're speaking with. You may be my second in command, but you're still beneath me. Oh, I should go. Well, I'm noticing some rapid eye movement over here, so... Yes, I told you I was doing this on my own. Because I don't trust anyone else. I told you. I need something out of this. Take care of the evidence, all right? Now. Understood? Good. Yes, I'll let you know of the progress. Hey there. No, please don't panic. Or tug on those ropes. It'll only make the binding tighter, and I would hate for you to start hurting yourself when it can be prevented. Settle down. Let me just get on the bed with you. No, I'm not gonna hurt you. You don't recognize me, do you? I didn't think so. I've had so many different aliases, and I've only seen you in passing since junior high, and... Well, we used to go to school together. I'm Mia. You remember me? Yeah, that Mia. Well... What's going on is that I had to sort of kidnap you. Please, no panicking. I promise I'm not going to hurt you. Unless you force me to. I'm kidding. I'm gonna let you out of the ropes. Really, I am. Eventually. I just need to make sure you understand why I'm doing this first. So, last night, you were, hanging out at the park. Yeah, the one by the creek. And, my guys spotted you there. They were exchanging some goods with our suppliers, and when they saw you, they grabbed you. I happened to catch a glimpse of your face, and you're actually lucky I was even there. I usually don't go to those exchanges, but I had to smooth things over with the supplier and had to show face, so. And there you were. Well, I ordered my men to bring you here. This is my room. And I took care of the rest. These bindings around your ankles and wrists, they're only a precaution. I didn't want you running out. At first, I thought I should lock you in the cells we have in the basement, but I didn't want you to think you were in trouble, and I know, the ropes aren't exactly helping, but like I said, I didn't want you running away, and I really didn't know what else to do. I couldn't exactly just tuck you in. I had to make sure you were a little confined. Well, I couldn't ask for your opinion since you were knocked out and about that. Don't worry. I dealt with the men who hurt you. They won't be coming near you again. Or anyone, for that matter. At least not for a while. No, I didn't kill them. But, well, you can't move much without kneecaps, so... Sorry, I'm not helping soothe your worries, am I? You have to understand what sort of world I live in. Remember all those rumors back in school? The fact that I had a couple of bodyguards waiting for me outside of campus? They used to call me a secret princess, right? Well, I am, kind of. I'm the princessa of the... Well, let's say my family and our men give the mafia and cartel a run for their money. And they don't exactly have enough money to keep up with us. Is it okay if I hold your head in my lap? I promise I'm not gonna hurt you. If I had wanted to hurt you, it wouldn't take much. I don't mind doing my own dirty work, and, well, I basically have an army of men and women who would gladly dispose of a body, and that was meant to comfort you. I'm not going to hurt you. You have my word, and my word is a vow that I'm making to you. Now, relax, just let me set my lap right under your head, and there you are. I'm sure I'm not very flattering from this angle, but you do sure look comfy. There. Let me work the tension that's here in your neck muscles. You seem to be relaxing a little. I promise it's gonna be okay. Really, I just wanted to protect you from the others. And I assure you, I'm gonna release you. And look, I don't want to hurt you. I want to protect you. So let me. Why? Why do I want to protect you? Well, I don't know if you remember, but in school, there was this bully, and he was pretty cruel to me. My family, they wanted me to grow some tougher skin, so they allowed it. He would pour milk all over me on a hot day, and he'd throw sand in my face. He'd even push me off swings. Yes, you're right. He was terrible. Well, one day, he decided it would be funny to shove some peanut butter and rub it all over my hair. And yes, that day. You saw, and you came right over and punched him right in the mouth. And I never laughed so hard. Oh, but I remember your poor little hand. This one, actually. The right hand. And how your knuckles turned bright red. But you didn't flinch. You grabbed my arm and you pulled me into the classroom where you locked us in until lunch was over. And you snuck a pair of scissors out of the teacher's desk and you helped me cut my hair, which my mother was furious about until I told her how you had protected me. And ever since that day, I always liked you. I always wanted to. Well, look, I've always had my eye on you. When things got hard for you financially for that first year of college, I might have, well, that scholarship, it came from me. And when you were going through that rough patch with your family, I made sure that the scholarship included enough for housing, so you had a place to stay. You impacted my life a lot when we were younger. You taught me it was important to protect others. So, I chose to do that for you. And I'd like for you to be mine. Text message? The anonymous one you got telling you to show up at the creek last night? I'm sorry I lied. I might have had something to do with it. I've sort of been developing this. God, you're gonna think I'm crazy, but I did this because I want us to be together. Or at least have a shot at being together. I don't want my family to dictate who I can be with. And if I have you, if I say we've fallen madly in love and we develop this history, which I'm already working on, about your devoted work for me, we could be together. I mean, if that's even something that you're okay with, or even want, of course you have a choice here. Yes, I'm serious, you do. I'm not gonna force you to stay here and be with me. I mean, it would be easy for me to, but I want you to want to be with me. Yes, I'm serious. Judging from your silence, I'm guessing that's what you'd want, to be set free and forgotten. I knew this was a stupid idea. I can let you go if that's what you really want. Wait, what? You'd be willing to try? You had a crush on me too? I know, those stupid bodyguards made it really hard for people to want to get close to me. I felt like this outcast always until that day that you stood up for me. And I mean, I did go through all this trouble. I obviously think you're worth it. I hope that you think I would be a little worth it too. You just made me so happy right now. I just want to kiss you. In fact, can I? Really? I've only thought of this and fantasized about it. I'll be so gentle. Let me just move and lay on top of you and okay. You promise it's okay? Wow, that was more than I ever thought it could possibly be. I could stay here on top of you, just looking down at you forever. I'll take off all the rope in a second. Let me just enjoy this. Let me just enjoy being here. Resting my head on your shoulder. my body flushed on top of yours, and your chest rising up and down. I'm so happy you decided to stay. And I can't wait. I can't wait for our lives to start then. I'm sorry. I'm just running my hands up and down your body, aren't I? I'm just finding myself to be very content, and you feel so good under me. So soft. So perfect. It's a little intoxicating, actually. Yeah, it is. Oh, I'm just thinking how easy it would be to touch more of you. But I wouldn't want to touch you even more unless you gave me permission. Really? Yes, of course you can trust me. It feels good. My hands like this. Rubbing on your lower stomach. Playing with your waistband. I'm happy you chose to wear a skirt. It's easier this way. Well, to feel you. To touch you. Your breathing is picking up. Do you like this? Having your wrists and ankles bound? Me on top of you? Touching you? Running my hand up your thigh? To be honest, I've fantasized about this so many times. Fantasized about having you here in my bed as my personal toy. Can I kiss you again? Can I do more than kiss you? I want to play with you. Please, just this once. I've waited so long. I've wanted you for so long. God, just rubbing my body against yours and nuzzling into your neck. It's driving me crazy. I want to taste you. I want to be marked by you and made to be yours. And I want to mark you all up to leave little indents into your chest and on your neck. I want everyone to know that we belong to each other. Oh, do you like that? Me grinding my hips against your waist. Just bucking right into you. Do you know how wet I am already for you? All this excitement. All this anticipation. Does it turn you on? Knowing I've wanted you for so long. Knowing that I would make the world bend for us to be together. Oh, I want you to touch me so badly. But I think I like this more. I like the idea of leaving you wanting me. Leaving you wanting to touch me that it hurts. Oh, I don't know if I want you to beg or if I want you to snap and just take control. But it's not all gonna be for me, you know? I want you to feel good. I want my body to bring you pleasure too. I'm gonna make you moan for me. Yeah, that's right. My name is gonna fall past your lips. But first, I'm gonna lift up my skirt and take these panties off. And I'm gonna just settle my knees on the side of your head. Right over your face. God, your eyes are so beautiful. Especially the way they look up at me. Right between my thighs. Open your mouth just a little. Stick out your tongue. Yeah, you're gonna lick me right up. And I'm gonna smear my cum all over that face of yours. Oh, God. Yes. No. Oh. My ass just rubbing against your chest as I roll my hips over your chin. Oh, fuck. Oh, let me just use my hands to hold my pussy lips apart for you. Holy fuck. Yes. Oh, God. Yeah, wiggle your tongue again like that. Right against my clit. Oh, God. And tell me you like the way I taste. Oh, my God, yes. Your tongue feels amazing. Suck my clit. I want you to suck my clit. Oh, so gently. God, I love your pretty mouth. Oh my God, you're doing so good. Yes, oh, yes. Oh God, yes, you're the perfect toy. Oh, the best toy. Yeah, oh, my toy. Oh, my personal toy. Oh, watch me. Oh God, watch me. Watch me come for you. Yeah, I want you to get used to this face. Because I'll always be yours. Your perfect princessa. Oh, and you'll be my queen. Oh, mi reina. Oh God, yes. God, yes. Oh my God. Yeah, just like that. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Keep going. Oh my God. Oh, good. Oh, my God. Oh, yes. Oh, you are more than I could have ever hoped for. Oh, no. Fuck, now I want to taste you. What am I doing? I'm tightening the lever of the ropes on your wrists. And it should. There. It should lift you up just a little bit. Perfect. No, You are not going to have to do anything. This is all me now. All me giving you pleasure. Because you deserve it. You deserve to feel good. Oh, to feel that rush of heat. And to feel your breath catch in your chest. Let me taste myself on you. I can't wait to hear you call my name. You're gonna call my name forever, and your orgasms are gonna be mine. Now, off with the skirts. Oh, fuck. Look at that. Look at that glistening cunt of yours. It's perfect. So deliciously perfect. Oh, normally I would take my time here, but I can't help it. I want to taste you, not tease you. I want to bury my face right here and eat you up until your thighs are shaking. Can you do that for me, Mirena? Can you come on my tongue and on my fingers? Oh, you like my fingers running up and down your wet slit like that, don't you? God, let me just spread these lips open a little. Look at that swollen little clit. She wants attention, doesn't she? Did you like that slow, flat tongue lick against your clit? Fuck, but you do taste good. Just tight little circles while I push two fingers. Oh, two fingers into this tight pussy of yours. You have to watch me, okay? Watch my tongue flick over your clit so gently. Barely there touches. I want all of your attention on it. Watching it. Feeling my fingers. Curl and stretch inside you. Filling you up. I'm gonna ravish this cunt of yours now. That's it. Come for me. Come on. That's it. That's it. Yes, baby. Oh, there it is. Yes, baby, yes. Sensitive. That's amazing. I plan on worshiping your pussy every day. I hope you know that. Oh, yes, yes, of course. I'm sorry. Here, let me cut you loose now. There you go. Oh, well. I do like having cuddles after, especially after something as fulfilling as that. It was so perfect. I like giving forehead kisses. We really do belong together, you know. Now get some sleep, and I'll feed you when you wake up. Oh, I plan on taking care of you. Always, mi amor.